Hey, so some people suggested I do the questionnaire as my second post, so I thought I'd give it a shot. Question one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I'm female and I'm mostly straight. I guess kind of more straight than bi, but I mean, I love women, but I would miss men too much to ever be in a relationship with a woman. I have in the past been in kind of a quasi-poly relationship, and that was really fantastic because I kind of had the best of both worlds. Question two, what gets you turned on? It's gotta be desire. I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter who you are, but if I can see or hear or read or whatever, just know how much you want me, it is going to turn me on. I love feeling desired. I think most people do, but it just really gets me going, and to know that you absolutely, without a doubt, crave me. Question three, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I wasn't really sure how to answer this, and I kind of came up with this unpredictable or fluid. So it's just kind of the fact that one night I'm going to want you to tie me up and punish me, but maybe the next night I'm going to be the one in charge, or it'll be just really gentle and passionate. And so I guess, on a slightly related note, I don't really have a set of kinks in that sense. I mean, nothing is a kink because kind of everything is a kink for me. And I know that kind of sounds like a switch, but I'm really not. I guess. Anyways, moving on. What is your favorite sexual act? Okay, I love giving blowjobs, and I'm dead serious. This isn't just one of those things that women say because they know men want to hear it. Like, it's really empowering to see how much pleasure I can bring someone, and it leads to a lot of fantastic anticipation on my part because I know that I'm gonna kind of reap the rewards of giving that pleasure, if that makes sense. All right, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? This kind of ties into the second question, or my answer to the second question, and it's assertiveness, and it's going beyond confidence, but it's just when someone really knows that they can seduce me. That's when they can seduce me. I get, for me at least, a little cockiness isn't necessarily a bad thing. Question six, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? This one I have no idea how to answer because, like I said, I'm pretty unpredictable, so there's no pattern to what I'm gonna like from one night to the next, from one relationship to the next, from whatever. So I guess new and exciting. It's a good sexual encounter, but then comfortable and predictability could be nice if you're just having a shit day and you just want to come home. Okay, so yeah, basically I have no idea. All right, question seven. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? Color-wise, I'd have to say royal blues and Kelly greens, just like bright royal colors. Then again, I mean, what girl doesn't really feel sexy in black lace kind of stuff, but definitely blues and greens. And as far as what I like to do, I really like to take the time to moisturize. Ignoring the whole added bonus of how great it makes your skin feel and look, it just really forces you to get kind of intimately reacquainted with your body. You just caress and rub every inch and really know your body, and helps me feel really sexy. Question eight. Oh God, what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? So this is just I sat and stared at this question, and I couldn't think of anything for a really long time, and then this came into my head, and it's kind of weird, but because I don't really have celebrity crushes, but so I'd have to say Elliot Stabler from Law & Order SVU. I don't know exactly what it is about him. He's not, I mean, well, so the actor who plays him, Christopher Maloney, isn't like jaw-droppingly attractive or chiseled or whatever. I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but it's all about the persona. He's a detective. He's an ex-marine. He has a couple tattoos. He's someone who really isn't afraid to break the rules. And he's a father figure. I mean, maybe this is, you know, deep-seated daddy issues coming to light. I don't know. But, I mean, he's pure male energy, like, at its finest. He's definitely an alpha. And related, I'm completely an arms lady, and he rolls the sleeves of his button-downs up to his elbows, like when he's going to go interrogate a suspect or get some work done, and it's beautiful. Anyways, I'm getting distracted. So that's kind of what popped in my head. I don't know if I'd ever want to be in a long-term relationship with someone really who's that kind of an alpha, like pure alpha male, but it's really a turn on in that character. Okay, question 9. Who turns you on the most in your life? Right now, I have this friend who's kind of new in my life. I've only known him about a month. And, I mean, he's not necessarily a crush, but I'm really definitely interested in fucking him. Like, whenever we're around each other, especially if there's not a lot of people around, there's a lot of sexual tension. And, not all of it from my end. So, see how that turns out. Question 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I guess I'm old school, and I really like hearing my own name. Like, I have a short name, it's 2 syllables, and it's music to my ears when I hear a guy say it, and there's, you know, lust in his voice, or pleasure, or whatever. He's teasing me. I don't really care, but just hearing him say it, I love it. And other than that, anything that matches the mood, you know, if it's kind of a romantic evening, then baby or sweetheart. If it's, you know, if he's dominating me, good girl, you know, little girl, whatever. The only thing I can think of that I don't like is even if I'm in like a super dominating mood, I really don't jive with being called mistress or anything like that. Okay, 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Oh, so this one's really easy. Would definitely be super flexibility. I actually have a condition called hypermobility that means that distinctly unsexy parts of me are super flexible. I mean, unless, of course, you're into, like, hyperextending knees and the fact that I can bend my thumb down to my wrist. But hypermobility also means that other parts of me, like my hamstrings, get really tight and locked up, so I have to really work to stay flexible, and it'd be really nice if it just came a lot easier. Question 12. How did you find out about Gone Wild Audio, and why did you start posting? So, a friend of mine who I met through a different subreddit a while back told me about the sub, and I mean, she's the kind of friend, like, we would kind of share good finds from Lady Boomers Gone Wild with each other, so it was only natural for her to share this with me. And I started posting because I've always been a pretty quiet person in bed. I'm more of a physical responder than a vocal one. So, I mean, you're gonna know if I like what you're doing, but it'll be more like my nails would dig into your back, or my thighs would clench around you, or my back would arch, stuff like that. But I also know most people prefer kind of a combination of physical and vocal, so I figured this would be a good way to kind of get myself to be loud, get used to it. Question 13. Oh no. Oh god. What's your dirtiest fantasy? Okay, so this is actually something maybe only like 4 or 5 people in my life know, and most of those people are guys that I've asked to help me fulfill this with, and they've all said no. So, it's not even really a fantasy. Like, I don't masturbate thinking about it. I don't seek out porn with it. But it's just kind of like this burning curiosity, something I really want to do. And it's just that I'd really love to peg a guy. I mean, I've always wanted to know what it would be like being the penetrator. And, I mean, obviously it's not like I'd want to be pegging a guy every other day. I don't even know, like, if I'd ever want to do it more than the one time. But I'm determined to try it. I'm just going to kind of find the right guy. Oh, God. Oh, God. Okay, moving on. Question 14. What's the kinkiest sex you've ever had? I'd have to say it would be the sex I had in the quasi-poly relationship I mentioned earlier. We were all pretty young. I mean, it was me, another girl, and a guy. And I mean, if people want to hear more about that, I can do a different audio, but it's kind of like a weird, long story. But anyways, so the kinkiest sex would probably be together, like all three of us. It was the closest to double penetration I've ever gotten. Which sounds weird because it was another woman, but it was, I would be lying on my side and he would be lying behind me, spooning me. Anally? Anal spooning? Oh, that sounds weird. But yeah, and then she would be lying down in front of me, facing me. And we'd be, you know, kissing, fondling each other, but then, oh, I'm so sorry, that was my cat. But then she would also be fingering me. So that's kind of like double penetration, and it was great. Okay, last question. What's your favorite part of your body and why? So I'm gonna cheat, and I'm gonna list two things, but it's mostly because one isn't really a body part, it's my freckles. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. That was my cat again. Anyways, yeah, so it's my freckles. I mean, I'm absolutely covered head to toe in freckles. Like, whatever you're picturing right now, double it. Like, that's how many freckles I have. And I used to hate them. It took me a long, long time to kind of accept them. And now I absolutely love them, and I feel like they make me so different, and I've gotten a lot of positive feedback on them. Like, guys really like them. So that would be that. And then if I have to actually list like a body part, would be my ass, for sure. I'm kind of the white girl with the whole ghetto booty thing. But yeah, so those are my answers. You guys know way more about me than a lot of people, especially with the whole gang thing. Oh God. If you have any other questions, let me know.